Sarat Maisan Paragala Mishnah Demo Hakaruvim Mishayinot. This Mishnah continues to discuss different types of fruit. At what point are they considered edible and are five in Trumas and Maisers? Carob is considered edible when it develops black spots. V'choashcharim Mishayinotu. And so too, all types of black fruit are considered edible when it develops black spots. Ha'agasim v'akrustamelin v'aprishim v'ha'uzradim. Pears and cortelin are small apples, prisham and azard and other types of small fruit. As soon as they become bald, they would be considered edible. As when they're small, they have fine hairs on the fruit. And when it starts to ripen, the hairs start falling off. When it becomes completely bald from the hairs that were on it, at that point it's edible and it's chayav in trumas and maaseres. And all white fruit would have the same characteristic that when they're small, they have small hairs, and when they develop and become ripe, the hairs fall off. At the point that they're bald from all the hairs, that's the point that they're highest in trumas and maaseres. Ha-tilsin mishit titzmach. Tilsa is a type of legume, and as soon as it is ripened to the point that if you would plant it, it would sprout, at that point, it's considered edible. Let me first explain that the way you can tell whether it has ripened to that point is if you put it into water and it sinks to the bottom, that's when you know that it has ripened to this point and would be chayav in trumas and maaseres. Hatzvua v'hazeisim mishayachnisu shlish. Regarding grain and olives, when it has grown to a third of its full size, that's the point that it's considered edible. And an alternative shot would be that when the olives and the grain has grown to the point that if you would grind the grain or squeeze the olive, you would get a third of the flour or the oil that you would get when it has grown to the full size. At that point, it's considered ripened enough that it would be chayav in trumas and maaseres. Sechas Maaseres Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet Uvi Yerek. The following vegetables would be chayav in trumas and maaseres, even while they are small, as they are considered edible, even if they were picked while they are still small and have not yet ripened to its full size. Hakishuin, Vadiluin, Vahabatichin, Vahamilapit Boinus, Zucchini, Pumpkin, Melon, and Cucumber, Achayim and Trumas and Maaseres, even while they are small. Hatapuchin, Vahasrogin, Chayavin, Gdoilim, Uktanim. So too, apples and Asrogin would be Chayav, Trumas and Maaseres, whether they are large or small. Even though most fruits are not Chayav and Trumas and Maaseres, while they are still small, but apples and Asrogim are an exception. They are considered edible even while they are small, and therefore would be chayav in trumas and maaseres. Rabbi Shimon Paiter es Asrogim b'katan. Rabbi Shimon argued with the Tanakhama regarding Asrogim. According to Rabbi Shimon, Asrogim would not be chayav in trumas and maaseres while they are still small, as Rabbi Shimon holds that Asrogim are not edible while they are small. Hachayav b'shkedim amar pater b'metukim. Hachayav b'metukim pater b'mar. Bitter almonds would be chayav in trumas and maaseres when it's still small, as opposed to sweet almonds that would not be chayav in trumas and maaseres while they are still small. As bitter almonds are only edible while they are still small, as when they ripen, they become too bitter to be eaten. So therefore, they are chayav in trumas and maaseres while they are small. As opposed to sweet almonds, when they are still small, they are not yet edible, and therefore would not yet be chayav in trumas and maaseres. Hachayav b'metukim pater b'mar. But sweet almonds, when they are chayav in trumas and maaseres, which is when they ripen, at that point, the bitter almonds would no longer be chayav in trumas and maaseres. As bitter almonds, when they ripen and reach its full size, would no longer be edible, and would no longer be chayav in trumas and maaseres. As opposed to sweet almonds, they are eaten only when they develop and become ripe. So therefore, at the time that sweet almonds are chayav in trumas and maaseres, the bitter almonds would no longer be chayav in trumas and maaseres, since it would no longer be edible.